Real quickly, before we get to the news, I wanted to jump in and say 2025, man, it has been very good to us. Our campus ministry is growing. Our podcasts are reaching more people than we ever expected them to reach as quickly as they've reached them. And we are so grateful for your support. But 2026, we're not sitting still. Our plans are ambitious, to say the least. But those plans, well, they need partners who believe that the work we're doing matters. Our year-end campaign is happening right now, and it is a match campaign, meaning that every gift you give automatically doubles. If you've benefited from Fortis Institute and you're able to join us as a partner, this would be your opportunity to shape what comes next at Fortis Institute. Just go to fortisinstitute.org right now to find out how. And now we can get to your Fortis News Break, a production of Fortis Institute. Google's year-end search results have been released, and buried among Taylor Swift songs and political headlines is something that should alarm every single American. Chinese AI company DeepSeek cracked the top 10 searches. And a new poll shows that Americans aren't asleep at the wheel like most of us would think. 79% see China as an economic threat. 80% worry about national security. And a staggering 91% are concerned about Chinese cyber attacks on our critical infrastructure. Europeans, well, they agree in similar numbers as well. Well, it was a busy week at the Supreme Court. Earlier this week, justices heard arguments from Gabriel Oliver, a 33-year-old Mississippi evangelist, challenging a Brandon City ordinance that relegated his street preaching to a spot where, as his attorney put it, no one can hear him. The city essentially created a free speech zone where free speech just goes to die. And the Trump administration appears to be backing him. And this week, Texas scored a massive redistricting victory when the court ruled the state could implement its new congressional map ahead of 2026. The unsigned order declared that the lower court failed to honor the presumption of legislative good faith. Speaking of Texas, the Lone Star State started enforcing its Women's Privacy Act this week as well, requiring people to use bathrooms matching their biological sex. The law covers restrooms, locker rooms, and changing rooms, and also requires prisons to house inmates by biological sex. Meanwhile, across the pond, Britain continues to sprint toward dystopia. The government announced plans to eliminate jury trials for offenses carrying less than 3 years imprisonment. Deputy Prime Minister David Lammy calls it bold but necessary to clear court backlogs. Of course, those backlogs might have a little something to do with arresting citizens for posting mean tweets about immigration. And that wraps up today's Fortis News Break. I'm Jimmy Hicks. If you want more, you can download Fortis Plus or sign up to become a Fortis Insider for exclusive daily content, both of which you could do at fortisinstitute.org. And don't forget, you can subscribe to Fortis News on your favorite podcast app in order to get these updates daily. And until tomorrow, go serve your king.